Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Asacker's here, too. Tom is a more than 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award, the author of a number of books, all of which we've launched on this show in the last 16 years, The Business of Belief, A Little Less Conversation, The whole Clear Eye for Branding series. His new one is called I Am Keats, Escape Your Mind and Free Yourself. He's one of our big thinkers on the Brain Trust, Tom Asacker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's always great to speak with you.
Like a dream come true, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, you and I, we just love each other, don't we?
Hey, Tom. I was telling the audience before you got here about innovation and creativity and how we need to think about it today. And I was just saying, I was just pointing out that if you're going to be, in your role as the CEO and as your role as the manager of your business in those two different assignments, if you're not thinking about creativity overlaying everything you do, if you're not being innovative to some degree, and that doesn't mean creating the next iPhone. It could be a little teeny tiny thing. If you're not thinking about innovating, you're going to get disrupted by a world that is doing that very, very at every turn. What do you think?
Yeah, I just came back last night from keynoting a conference, and that was the theme of the conference was disruption. And if you've noticed, that's kind of a buzzword now. It's almost as if everyone now understands that this is not some calm, quiet little pond anymore. The marketplace is this crazy, raging river. And if you sit still and you don't steer your way down this river, you're going to get tipped over. Mm-hmm. People are going to storm right by you. I don't know what took people so long to see it. I mean, that's human nature, right? We have to really experience severe pain before we finally say to ourselves, something's happening here.
Well, the reason why this, what you just said is absolutely right, is the origin of this, the headwater of that river you're talking about right there, was April, May 1993, when you and I were first allowed to go on the Internet. That was the headwater.
Oh, absolutely.
That was when somebody flipped a switch. And, you know, Tom, I've been telling people recently that my Age of the Customer book, which has been out 3.5 years, the truth is it should never have sold one copy. People should have known what I said in the book, but most people still don't get it. Like you said, the whole, they're still having conferences on the thing, and we should have been ready for this 10 years ago.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know what happened is that it was the Internet was superpowered, if you will, once everyone started putting a computer in their back pocket.
Yep, the magic wand.
So, yeah, so that's, everything has changed. I don't think people realize that. Now, you can look at that in a couple of different ways. You can say, well, everything has changed. Oh, shit, that's terrible. Or you can say, wow, look at the opportunity. Everything has changed. I have the power to reach people like I never have the ability before in my life to spread messages, right, to take care of people's needs. The barriers to entry in this marketplace are so low now compared to what they were before the Internet.
Yep.
Right? We know that. Remember the days of publishing where you had to send letters out to publishers?
Right, you had to beg people because they had tools and channels that nobody else had.
Right. Now that's available to everyone.
Yep.
So when I say, you know, when you say these words, they sound like big words, innovation, creativity. What we're saying is you're doing new things all the time to try to appeal to these people out there that are being overwhelmed with information, conflicting information. They have computers in their back pockets, so that all this information is coming to them. They can share it with each other. They're anxious. They're the most distrustful consumers that have ever been in the marketplace as people. We just don't trust anyone anymore. So if you understand the psychology of people's minds and you realize that generally human beings believe their intuitions and then they act on their desires, if you understand that powerful concept, then you start innovating to appeal to that. And I don't see people doing it, Jim.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the way people should think about creativity and innovation, in my opinion. They shouldn't be saying, okay, here's our new innovation, customer. What do you think about this? And then tomorrow, hey, we made a little adjustment. What do you think about this? That's not how you approach innovation in today's world of disruption. You've got to find out what your customers expect from you and then innovate for that. Because whatever you're supposed to do tomorrow, your customers know the answer to that question.
Yeah, look, the thing is that if you don't innovate around, and this is the difficult part, right? It's called empathy. If you don't innovate around your customer's experience with you, then you're not innovating. I don't care what you're doing. If it doesn't change the customer's feelings, their experiences, if it doesn't enhance their desires, if it's not doing all of that, then it's nothing because it disappears.
It's probably old news.
Well, it's a waste of
resources. And when the customer sees it, they're probably going to think, well, you know, that was so yesterday.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know what is so difficult. I mean, the lens of people's experiences and what they purchased, and you can just see it throughout the marketplace. It's the look and feel of things. It's whether your environment is pleasing aesthetically, whether your people are happy, and whether they're exciting you and turning you on.
Well, and for small businesses in the current age, which I'd like to talk a little bit about in the next segment, with the current retail ice age going on, and the barbell effect happening across the retail right now, there's an incredible opportunity for small businesses to fill a void that the big boxes are leaving. But you can't do it with just high touch. It's got to be high touch and high tech, which is where the innovation and the creativity comes in. We're going to come right back with our good friend Tom Masacker. Tom, give us the website quickly, please.
Go to iamkeith.com.
I am Keith. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.